This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched this mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of India Meteorological Department at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Modi said Mission Mausam has been launched to make the country climate smart and future ready. The Prime Minister lauded the long journey of 150 years of IMD, saying that this is not just a journey of the Indian Meteorological Department, but it is a glorious journey of modern science and technology in the country. On the occasion, Modi released a commemorative coin to mark the 150 years of IMD. He also released the IMD Vision 2047 document for weather resilience and climate change adaptation. The 8th Armed Forces Veterans Day was celebrated today at multiple locations across pan-India to pay respects to the ex-servicemen for their selfless duty and sacrifices and reinforce solidarity towards the next of kin of these brave hearts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday expressed gratitude to veterans on the occasion of Armed Forces Veterans Day. In a social media post, the Prime Minister paid tribute to the veterans, acknowledging their sacrifices, courage, and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the nation. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh led the officially inaugurating. Celebrations by addressing a veterans rally at Air Force Station Kanpur. Around 1,000 ex-servicemen attended the event. A record-breaking 3.25 crore students, parents and teachers have registered to participate in this year's Pariksha Pe Charcha with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. According to the Union Education Ministry, this milestone marks a significant increase in participation, enhancing Pariksha Pe Charcha status as a nationwide movement. The registrations include a notable number of foreign students as well, further enhancing its global appeal. The registration window, which began on December 14, 2024, will close today. Interested participants can register on mygov.in before the deadline. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has lauded the snake and ladder version of all 9 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, developed as part of the gamification of training under Rashtriya Gram Swaraj Abhiyan. Khandu, in a social media post on Monday, said that it is a groundbreaking initiative aimed at achieving localized sustainable development goals in villages. Khandu further informed that the innovative training module has been conceptualized by Secretary of RD and PR, Dr. Sonal Swaroop. The modules launched at the Arunachal Saras Fair 2025 on Monday not only enhanced engagement but also significantly improved retention of concepts, ensuring that participants grasp and remember key ideas. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main has informed that an estimated 150 crore rupees will be invested in the overall development of the Parshuram Kund area, aiming to improve facilities for visitors and preserve the sanctity of the site. The Deputy CM said this while officially inaugurating the highly anticipated Parshuram Kund Mela 2025 in Lohit district today. In his inaugural address, Main extended warm welcome to the thousands of pilgrims visiting the holy site and assured that the state government and local administration have made all the necessary arrangements to ensure a smooth and enjoyable experience for the attendees. He stressed that the administration is committed to ensuring that the Mela is organized without any hiccups, highlighting the government's ongoing efforts to enhance infrastructure. The Deputy CM emphasized on the development work being carried out under the Prasad Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage and Augmentation Drive system. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.